from the newsroom at news.com.au.
We've got details of a massive Aussie sporting scandal. A celebrity couple have welcomed their first child, plus the latest from that shocking bridge collapse in the US. All of that is coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Wednesday, the 27th of March. We'll start in Canberra, and a federal MP has made the bombshell claim that the AFL is covering up the results of illicit drug tests to help players evade detection on match days. Andrew Wilkie told Parliament last night that a former Melbourne Football Club doctor had provided him with all the details.
If there are no illegal drugs in the player's system, they are free to play. And if there are drugs in their system, the player is often asked to fake an injury. They're advised to lie about their condition. While the results of the off-the-book tests are kept secret and never shared with Sports Integrity Australia or WADA.
Mr. Wilkie has called on the Prime Minister to personally intervene in the scandal. To the US now, and six construction workers are still missing after an out-of-control cargo ship slammed into a bridge in Baltimore, causing the bridge to collapse into the water. Here's what Joe Biden had to say about the incident.
Everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident. Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation that they had lost control of their vessel, as you all know and reported. As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck, which undoubtedly saved lives.
Moving on, a UK court has delayed making a decision about whether Julian Assange can be extradited to the US to face charges under the Espionage Act. The British judges have asked lawyers from the US to give them a couple of guarantees before they make a final decision in a few weeks' time. The guarantees include that they won't seek the death penalty if Assange is convicted, and that the WikiLeaks founder can be allowed to rely on the US Constitution's First Amendment, which protects free speech. To showbiz now, Taylor Swift's dad won't be charged over an alleged scuffle with a pap in Sydney last month. A photographer claimed that Papa Swift punched him in the face as he tried to snap pics of Taylor late at night. Police investigated and have now deemed that no further action is necessary. And some celebrity baby news, Robert Pattinson and Suki Waterhouse have welcomed their first child together. No details have been released about the baby's name or gender. Well done to them. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, and in the NRL, Reece Walsh is set to become the league's youngest million-dollar man. He's reportedly agreed to a massive $5.5 million contract with the Brisbane Broncos that will see him pocket more than $1.1 million each year. It's believed only seven other league stars are earning more than $1 million per season. And finally, the Socceroos have moved into the next stage of World Cup qualifying after a huge 5-0 win against Lebanon in Canberra last night. Craig Goodwin was the standout for the Aussies, setting up two goals and scoring two himself.
At the back post, and that touch presents it on a platter for Craig Goodwin, who has a double, and Australia have five.
You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Get the latest from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.